just switched over to Mount Clemens. But, yeah, the whole lease thing, when I was, I started doing it, I bought my last car in 2000, well, except for the one I own right now, but around 2000, I started my lease journey, and I remember my father-in-law was like, oh, that's ridiculous, oh, you know, it's just throwing your money away, and, you know, you don't own anything, and, you know, I'm thinking, if I want that particular car, so, you know, you go into the dealer and you find the car, oh, this is the one I really want right here, and they say, okay, I can get you into that for, you know, for zero money going, you know, zero money and 500 a month, okay, I'm just, you know, throwing a number out there. And you say, okay, good, I'm going to drive that. And for 2 or 3 years, for 500 a month, you drive that car, you know, really nice car. And then at the end, you have the option to buy it for this residual value, you know, and if it's worth less than it, you know, you hand it back. You didn't pay enough. Aha, they get to take the loss. If it's worth more, you buy the thing, right, and either sell it, make the profit, or whatever, you know. So now, let's say guy number two walks in. He's the same guy, but he just, oh, I can't lease. And he wants a $500 a month payment on that car. His downstroke has to be about the size of residual to get the payment down to that, because that's the whole point. The residual is what you would have had to have put down to get that payment. So if he wants a $500 a month payment for 3 years, he has to put the downstroke in. It's the same as residual. So it's just paying the down payment to get that payment at the end when you have a choice, as opposed to at the beginning where you're stuck.